The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about American debt.
Well, America has got a spending problem. The domestic credit balance for households is ballooning, and that's a problem in the face of rapidly rising interest rates. Because the average credit card has a 17% fee for outstanding balances, and at the same time, consumers' disposable income is shrinking. That's being driven by inflation and higher taxes. So less money to spend is pushing more Americans to expand the usage of buy now and pay later credit. Buy now, pay later is a form of consumer credit where goods and services are paid for in installments over a period of typically less than 12 months, and the idea is if the bill is paid off quickly, no interest is charged. But the appeal of little to no interest is driving expanded usage, and the companies offering buy now, pay later tend to have a more relaxed approval standard, meaning risky borrowers are extended credit.
Yes, I've noticed a lot of these buy now, pay later companies popping up all over online. But couldn't that present a broader credit market issue if the economy heads further into a downturn?
Absolutely. Increased retailer adoption and online shopping were spurred by the COVID-19 pandemic. Consumers came out of 2020 with a fervent urge to spend, thanks in part to the stimulus checks. Increased spending over the last 12 months has driven the rapid growth of buy now, pay later lending specifically. Concerns about buy now, pay later's rapid rise in usage is not merely the fact that buy now, pay later growth is rising, but specifically who is fueling this rise. Buy now, pay later's growth over the last year is driven primarily by younger consumers, two-thirds of which are considered subprime. This poses a massive risk during highly inflationary times, as that sect of the market is highly vulnerable to default. When people start buying household goods on credit, that signals a problem. According to Experian, 80% of U.S. consumers use buy now, pay later on everything from clothing to cleaning supplies. Many of the survey respondents suggested this form of payment would replace traditional credit purchases at point of sale. A LendingTree survey furthers this point, claiming nearly 70% of buy now, pay later users admit to spending more than they would if they had to pay for everything up front. Figures from charity organization Citizens Advice showed some 42% of recent buy now, pay later shoppers relied on credit cards or other forms of borrowing to pay off what they owed. Younger shoppers are especially vulnerable to overstretching their funds, as 51% of 18 to 34-year-olds have borrowed to pay off buy now, pay later purchases, according to the data.
Well, this is a huge red flag. That old adage, robbing Peter to pay Paul, comes to mind.
Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve has told us it's dead set on aggressively raising interest rates to cool inflation. In turn, credit card companies will increase the borrowing rate for consumers, and this substantially raises the risk of default for young borrowers who are already behind the eight ball. And as interest rates on expanded levels of debt continue to rise, it will ultimately stagger an entire generation of borrowers. The cost will put them further behind on their ability to pay off debt and make new purchases, and that will have real economic consequences. So let's add up everything we're seeing. A shift of payments among Americans to credit from debit, a record $1.1 trillion in outstanding revolving credit, and now an increased reliance of buy now, pay later as discretionary budgets shrink. In other words, this is just another data point that a credit bubble is forming. Even if this doesn't trigger an economic crisis, it could still pose a huge setback for the younger generation, which is already struggling to make that first home purchase and pay off those student loans. So the consequent outcome will be slowing growth as these individuals lose their ability to spend due to their increased debt burden. So consumer credit balances are rapidly expanding. Even more interesting is the expansion of revolving credit, which includes credit card debt. So those numbers surged $17.8 billion or 19.6%, and that compares to the record $25.6 billion or 29% jump in March. So the total amount of revolving credit outstanding now sits at a record $1.1 trillion.
Well, I'm assuming most people are in the same boat as me. My paycheck is way less today than a couple years ago due to higher insurance costs and taxes withheld. And due to inflation, the money we make doesn't go as far.
And the numbers imply households are using credit debt to expand their paychecks. Rapidly rising inflation is wreaking havoc on individuals and households' personal finances. As we've all experienced over the past year, prices are climbing. One need look no further than the gas pump for an example. According to the American Automobile Association, the national average price for a gallon of gasoline is around $5 a gallon. That compares with the year-ago average of $3.06. In other words, it costs 62% more to fill your car up with gas. That's a lot of discretionary income being spent on fuel. The problem is that most Americans were already seeing discretionary income disappear. Disposable income is down 5.5% compared with the same period a year ago. And rising prices for food and gas are only compounding the issue. So households are having to stretch their take-home pay. And as the Federal Reserve increases interest rates to fight inflation, consumers carrying credit card debt will see their borrowing costs rise. The timing couldn't be worse as more and more people are using credit cards to make ends meet. Larger debt loads and higher costs mean their disposable income will shrink even more. Increased credit card usage may help short term, but you'll have to pay the piper eventually. Unless inflation starts to ease and lessens the cost burden on families, interest payments are headed even higher, and that means people's risk of default goes up. If this is the start of a credit bubble, Americans should be prepared for when it bursts, because when that happens, it could push the domestic economy into a prolonged recession. Households will need time to repair their balance sheets so activity can rebound once more.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford.